Okay. That opening was Canal to Terminal from the Fae Extra soundtrack. I know. Oh, when I use. Oh, I used it with the. Oh, screw that. I used it with the Fae Extra game review, but screw it. So then I'm gonna do a real quick in between reviews because, like I said before, I'm gonna be doing con ventures and or occasional episode or two for convention adventures. Let's just say out the whole title. Convention adventures, con adventures for short. And last time I took my Anime in USA 2012. Which is funny because now it's like, yeah, now I need to do Anime USA 2013. And honestly, just to play catch up, I can do Anime USA 2013, Otakon 2013, Zenkaicon, and Anime Mid-Atlantic 2013. I might just do one massive podcast going over all the things that happened in 2013. But for 2014, well, start off the year strong, I did MacFest 2014. Is that the Gaylord and National Harbor was it's like the first month, not the first month, the first week of the year, January 2nd to the 5th. It's one of those, it's a 4-day convention. So if you're like me and you work like full time, have fun trying to take time off work for that shit. But yeah, it's a 24-hour con, so there's always things happening. But fortunately, unlike Katsucon, they do have a point where they call it quits for panels. They don't have panels going on for forever like Cassicon does. Also, real quick, this episode's gonna be MacFest experience and then also Cassicon prep because I'm right around from the corner from Cassicon. I have a lot of stuff going on with that. So I'm gonna start off with MacFest and then Cassicon. Yeah, I should have mentioned that at the beginning, but I'm an asshole. Water break. Anyway, do a basic sum up. If you go to my main blog, shut up, Warball. If you go to my main blog, which you can find the link on this game blog, which is too many things dot oh god damn it, now I don't even know off the top of my head. Woo! So you go you should find it the link to my main blog on this one, which is too many tp.wordpress.com. You'll have it, you'll see the link in the description for this podcast. Anyway, yeah, on my main blog I always have an article about my con experience for a con plus and it's broken down into two sections. One about my general con experience, and one about my panels, because I'm really going to cons for panels at this point. But anyway, that aside, this was a great convention. I loved it. It's my first time going to MacFest. I honestly found out about MacFest at Katsucon. Otherwise, I didn't even know existed. Usually, you can use AnimeCons.com to check to see for like a massive list of all the conventions, namely anime, but it has other conventions too. And this one right now isn't on the list yet, but they're probably still in the process of updating shit. I mean, after MacFest, I checked the AnimeCon site, and when I saw it wasn't there, I submitted the con information or what I could. But probably somebody else already submitted it. It's just they haven't gotten around to updating it yet. But anyway, it was a great convention. It's a gaming convention. It's my first non-anime convention, my first gaming convention, first MacFest. Like I mentioned, some point in time, it was some article or another. It's basically a lot of cherries were popped this freaking convention around. I was hype as fuck because the guest list was amazing. This is probably the first convention I went to where I really loved pretty much a majority of the guests that were on the list. A lot of YouTube personalities go here. A lot of channel awesome people go there. So if you follow a lot of Let's Players on YouTube and you love channel awesome, they all tend to go there. But two best friends, most importantly, were there. And two best friends right now is probably one of my all-time favorite Let's Players. And they were there. Now, not only were they there, but they were staying at the same hotel that I was staying at in my group, because I booked a hotel at, or I booked a room at, what the fuck, the Marriott Residences, which was across the street. I mean, at the last minute, I wasn't gonna go do reserve a hotel because I was like, oh, I'll just use the forums and find a room there. But then I started to somewhat panic and I wanted to get me a room reservation just in case. And by that point in time, it's like, you can find anything for Gaylord. I mean, honestly, if I waited, people really started posting as soon as the con started getting closer, so I probably could fall in the room, avoid the whole thing, but whatever. I did what I needed to do. Quite frankly, I'd rather have the hotel in my name anyway. Granted, I had to go through some crap with that too, because it went from, oh, I can show up to, I started a job at exactly the same time, and job, I was so happy because me starting a new job, that's basically all I wanted for Christmas, and it's like, oh yeah, you got a job. You have to start January 2nd. It's like, I can't start that following Monday. No, we need you now. It's like, okay. I had to move a lot of things around, and the hotel messed up, me changing the names and the reservation. But anyway, yeah, next year I plan to start early, and the minute reservations open up, I'm going to try to book a room at Gaylord, because having to walk outside when it's frigid cold And especially if you have a skimpy cosplay. I didn't, but I had somebody in the room who was cosplaying Morgan from Darkstalkers. She told me she had to switch out because it was too cold. It's like, yeah, this sucks. But yeah, definitely shoot for the Gaylord for next year for room reservations. But anyway, awesome con. Two best friends there. I kept bumping into them throughout the whole convention. They're very nice. Out of the two best friends group, it was Wooly and Matt. And I believe Matt's girlfriend, and I kept bumping into them throughout the convention. I saw them all at the hotel. It was just funny because I made sure every time I saw them, I was like, I'm good to say hi to them, and hopefully I'm not that fucking awkward. I think the least awkward I was when I said hi to them, or I bumped into Wooly after my own panel, but I'll get to that in a second, because at that point I was totally chillaxed. Cosplay-wise, I had a great time cosplaying. I had King of Fighters theme. I did Mature, Andy Bogard, Naori Yagami. I was supposed to do the alternate costume for Terry Bogard, but like I just ran out of time, and at the end of the day, I didn't feel like doing it, especially since I was going to be doing Terry Bogard's more classic outfit for Katsukan's cosplay chest. I'll be talking about that in a little bit when I go over Katsukan prep. But yeah, I had a great time cosplay. This is probably my best cosplay track ever, as far as I didn't really have any issues with things. Everything pretty much stayed together. And everything had long sleeves, so it was a good choice for, like, it's fucking frigid cold. I would say out of that whole set, I would say Mature was actually my favorite cosplay because I had an eye patch again. Which I don't know why I do, because I have to wear glasses. So it's funny, how I dedicate to cosplay and half-assed at the same time. It's like, I would wear the eye patch. If I'm walking around the convention center, I would wear the eye patch, keep my glasses off, because I'm not blind without them. It's just, I lose the clarity and everything. Like, all edges are a little bit blurry. But when I'm in the panel, I put my glasses on, but not take the eye patch off. So I have an eye patch on and glasses, so it's like, I should buy a monocle just for shit like this, because it's hilarious. But she was funny, because her wig was so fucking ridiculous to do, but I got it to work. It's like, if you ever saw it before, I did the King of Fighters 13 version of her, where she has that in that, like, French bun, I believe it's called. And it was just annoying to style, because I knew exactly how to style it, because I used to get that hairstyle all the time, but trying to style that on the wig was a pain in the butt, especially if you don't have anything to hold the wig head in place. Like, I had the hair in place with pins, but I didn't have anything to hold the wig head in place, so it was a pain in the butt. And I used pretty much my entire tube of Got to Be Styling Gel to basically freeze it in place, but that was probably my favorite wig to style and favorite wig to wear after I was done with it. I really liked that costume. Andy Bogart was fun. Yuri was really fun, too. I even went so far as to get, like, purple cellophane and get some purple tea lights to get his little energy blast. So yeah, it was great. It's just I wish I had more time to play the games ahead of time to really get these characters down pat. I did, but I did what I could. I had radical time paneling. I did the only panel I got accepted to this con was obscure JRPGs you should play available in America. Usually I'm able to get at least 4 panels. The least I had before was Zenkai Con 2013 with 2, but I only had 1. But I had a real great time paneling with that. When I finally had a chance to get to the room where they had me scheduled at, it was... also, before I get started, I have to give a huge shout out to the panels department. It didn't really work for me because at the last minute, like, originally gave me Friday at 10 in the morning, but I had to email them and ask them, like, can you change that to, like, sometime Saturday or Sunday, because I started a new job. There's no way in hell I can do that time anymore. And they were bros, and they changed it to Saturday at 11 p.m. was just like perfect. That's exactly what I would want. I always want my panels on Saturday, so that was perfect. But anyway, they put me in one of the biggest panel rooms. Like, panel one was big. They put me in the third panel room. It's like either the second or third biggest panel room. Because there's another one. The room that two best friends was in. I think it's panels two. Yeah, it's panel room two. That room's pretty, like, it looks small, but it's really deep. Whereas the room they put me in, it's like it was really wide and pretty deep at the same time. So it's like, oh my god, this room is huge. Apparently, the room I was in is panels 3. It can sit around 800 people. I'm like, why the hell would they give me a room this big? That's too much. I never had a room that big before. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking fill this shit. But that's what they gave me. When I started, I got there 30 minutes early. It took like a full 30 minutes for them to prep everything because they spent all the time worrying about microphones. And I'm like, can you get the projector working? So I didn't really have a lot of time to test to see if the whole presenter's view will work, because this is the first panel I got to use PowerPoint 2010 with, and I could never get presenter's view to work before, and I did a lot of notes assuming presenter's view would work. Fortunately, it worked out, but whatever. I wish You got that together. It's like minor complaint of everything. I loved everything otherwise, but that was the biggest audience I ever had. I about damn well packed that room. It was a 2-hour panel. It's one of the few 2-hour panels, I think, on the roster in general for scheduling, because they don't really do panels over like an hour and a half, maybe. Hour and a half to the longest. I had 2 hours. It's a big ass room. I nearly filled it. I kept it pretty darn filled the whole time. I think I had no less than 600 people at any given time, assuming that it is, in fact, a room that seats around 800 people. I had a great time giving that panel. I had a great audience. A lot of them were bros and really going with it. I got great feedback. I made plenty of awesome friends. And it was really fun to present because I love talking about JRPGs. And the only thing that kind of soured it, was when I got back to, after I finally saw the forum thread that they have for feedback. I had two people kind of leave, like it kind of sucked panel feedback. I mean, one of them was more in between, but they said it was a train wreck. It's like, how can you call a panel that stayed packed for like the entire 2 hours of train wreck? And the other one was just an asshole the whole time, and they left 45 minutes in anyway. It's like, look, one of my pet peeves is when people complain about panels, but they didn't stay there the whole time. Like, the hell, what the fuck, you weren't even there? But my thing is, it's always a catch-22 if you're bitching about panels, because, like, if you stay the whole time, then why are you bitching? Because one person stayed the whole time and he was bitching, but it's like, bitch, you stayed the whole time, must have been good enough for you to stay. Other person complained about it and you only stayed for, like, 45 minutes and then you left. It's like, okay, bitch, why are you complaining about it? You left before the panel even finished. Like, to me, either way, you can't really bitch about a panel. But anyway, contacting both these people on the forums, they actually both had really great feedback. One was more, to me, looked better from the get-go versus the other one. The other one's the total dick with it. But contacting, they both had pretty good feedback. Like, of course, there's things that's like, as far as I'm concerned, that's stupid advice, or that's something you would do, but what you would do and what I do in my panel are completely different. But otherwise, in general, it's like the best feedback I ever got for a panel. But yeah, it worked out. It's stupid too, because so far, at least to date from me recording this, I only had like 2 negative feedback comments on the forums, but in general, I had a lot of people compliment me. I had people come up to me throughout the rest of the night, and even into Sunday, telling me how awesome they thought my panel was, and they really enjoyed it, and that was one of the best panels that they saw the entire convention. It's just, the only thing that I care about for that panel was, I had like 30 games on that list, and in 2 hours, I only covered 5 games. The disclaimer section wasn't that long, but I had an elaborate game collection section. I could have basically left that whole part out. And I only covered 5 games out of 30, and that really pissed me off. And the funny thing was, this is the first time after the panel was over, I picked the corner and finished the presentation. It's like, you know, I mentioned at the end of the panel, like, if anybody has time, I'll finish the presentation outside. And quite frankly, I still have a pretty decent-sized amount of people that followed me, watching finish the panel after, finish the rest of the panel after my actual panel presentation time. And I mean, of course, it's like a fraction of the amount of people that are there, but even then, it's like, shit, the amount of people that originally followed me out, like, dude, this has been more people that has some of my better panel. What the fuck? But it was an awesome time. Like, it was the major fuck up, like, well, I had really horrible pacing, but at the same time, it's like, well, I know I had horrible pacing. I already was leaving the room with, like, a lot of ideas, like, I need to reformat it by doing this, that, and the other. The other thing I'm gonna do, because I'm tired of getting this annoying ass, like, to me, non-complaint, because it's like, I don't really care, is the whole obscurity thing. Because this panel has also been accepted at ZenkaiCon now, ZenkaiCon is an anime convention in, what the fuck, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or Lancaster, however you pronounce it, Pennsylvania, and it's happening, like, April 30th? No, it's happening, like, the last week or two of April, but they also accepted it, and what I'm gonna do is, I asked if they could change the title to Sit Down SCFU and play this game, what is it, a limited edition? Something edition. Excuse me, but I basically had them change the title because I don't really give a shit about the whole obscurity thing. At first, it seemed like a good idea, but now doing it a couple times, like, I don't really care if the game's obscure or not. I just want you to fucking play it. A lot of these games, it's like, regardless of if it's obscure or not, it's been years since I found people that play that game. I mean, in some cases, it's like a decade and a half since I found anybody to play that game, like Lunar 2 Eternal Blue or Lunar Eternal Star Story. And what's obscure is more of a case of like, what's obscure as far as what my audience perceives as obscure. It doesn't matter what the numbers say, because if I have a whole entire audience that hasn't played Final Fantasy VII, then hypothetically speaking, by definition, that game's obscure. My entire audience didn't play it, even if I know it's actually really popular. If my entire or overwhelming majority of my audience did not play a game, then by definition, it's obscure. I don't really care about numbers. And that's why you always mention the disclaimers, like, well, you can't really go about by what your group of friends finds popular, or even what the data says, because it's like, well, data won't tell me what my audience did. But it's like, I don't have to give a shit about anything if I just drop a scary entirely. But anyway, great panel time, great audience. Honestly, even though it started out negative, great feedback. So I hope that they accept that panel for MacFest 2015, because I'm super excited to do it again, because I have this whole like idea and all these ideas going to work out. If nothing else, I'll have a chance to test a lot of things at ZenkaiCon, but I really want to do this panel again at MacFest. I mean, I love this con in general, because my thing was, it was going to be this or Otakon Vegas, but I really enjoyed MacFest so much that I already decided, like, you know, MacFest is going to be the con go to, because this and Otakon Vegas are at the same time. And that's a great thing too, because looking at Doug's review of Anime Vegas, Otakon Vegas on AnimeCons.tv. It didn't seem all that interesting anyway, quite frankly. Like, the programming seemed really good from what I saw, but it wasn't that many people, and no. Like, it's too much money to spend to go all the way over there. It's like, it's not that many people there anyway. It's like, might as well just stay in MacFest, where I live, because the National Harbor is only, like, half an hour away from where I live, and I love the National Harbor area. It's like, fuck, I'll just stay here. Anyway, overall, I had a great time. I would recommend this convention to anyone who loves gaming. You'll see a lot of people from Channel Awesome here, just milling about. You'll see a lot of other big industry people there. Like, John St. John was there, who I think, from what I heard, he comes there every year, and he's the voice actor for Duke Nukem. He was right after me afterwards, actually. So, that was funny, because I'm like, this is the first convention I've ever gone to where I didn't really have a limit right off the bat for profanity. Because anime conventions, like, you have things that you can and cannot do. Like, if it's this, then you can't really say anything that's, like, PG-13. But if you're 18-plus panel, you do whatever. Like, they didn't have those categorizations, because you can pretty much just do whatever the fuck you want to do. So, yeah, I cussed a decent amount, because I do have 18-plus panels that I do, so. That are pornographic in matter, so it's like, yeah, I could cuss. It's just funny that I don't actually have something really limiting, like, they don't have categorizations. Apparently, some people had a problem with the amount of profanity I was using, but it's like, dude, John St. John's right after me. You came to conventions, it's primarily adult theme, at least as far as how the demographics break down, it's primarily adult theme. What vagina, because I know a woman did this complaining about profanity. It's like, well, if you don't like it, then tough shit, bitch. You came to adult fucking theme convention, demographically. Get over it. Anyway, MacFest, awesome, go there if you have the chance. National Harbor in general is an expensive area, like the Gaylord's in general. That hotel chain is expensive. It's one of the top tier hotels. Gaylord's expensive. If you're staying at Gaylord's, it's going to be kind of expensive. The two hotels across the street are a little bit, they're less, but they're still going to be kind of up there. But whatever, depends on how much you want to do with, like, how many people want to have the room. The National Harbor area in general is pretty expensive, and this time of year is freezing fucking cold, especially this year. Yeah, but go there if you get the chance and have the money. So with that out of the way, I can close this. And it's been 20 minutes trying to find that other document, because it's not even a script, just reading off stuff. So CastuCon. CastuCon preparation. So the con, and this is another reason why I went to MacFest. It's the same exact place as freaking CastuCon. It's Gaylord National Harbor, but it's February 14th through 16th. But it's another 24-hour convention. So that con's happening like 2-3 weeks from now. Next week? Fuck me. Yes, I mean next week. So right now, I'm like desperately trying to finish up 1.5 more cosplays, and most importantly, get my panels done. I mean, panel-wise, I don't really necessarily have that much stuff to do, but two of them are brand spanking new, and they're going to both require like a decent amount of research and a lot of shit to be thrown in, a lot of pictures and crap, but it's more than enough time if I were for the next, this rest of this week, just focus on that, but Jesus Christ. This year, I'm rooming with the same group of people I roomed with last year, so I don't have to worry about reserving a hotel. I'm staying at the hotel, one of the hotels that's across the street. Like, if you were to come out of the Gaylord, it's the hotel to the right, but I'm staying at that hotel. Cosplay-wise, it's very purplish and Gakupo themed, because I got into Vocaloid recently, and Vocaloid-wise, Gakupo's like my favorite one, which kind of sucks because he's It's like not that fun. Like, male vocalists don't really do that well. And Gakpo really didn't do all that well. Like, male-wise, I think Kaio's like the biggest one out of all the male Vocaloids, but I only really know about him and then Gakpo. I know there's, like, several others, because I believe there's a redheaded one, dude, but I only know about Gakpo and Kaio, or at least they're the biggest ones. I'm doing White Camellia, Gakpo, and Duke Venomania, Gakpo, and Duke Venomania is what I'm working on right now, and that's kind of a pain in the butt, because this is the first time I'm using dress patterns, because I have a sewing machine. This was supposed to be the big, major cosplay that I test out my sewing machine one. I mean, I used it for my Ieyasu Tokugawa from Sengoku Basara 3 cosplay for Oikon 2013, but this is supposed to be the big one, where it's all the bells and whistles. I have a dress pattern, sewing machine, got, you know, special thread, and a special whatever, it's a lot of stuff. And goddamn, all the buttons I have to sew on this stupid thing. It's like a not a renaissance. Look, I have the pattern right here. What is the name of this fucking pattern? It's one of those historical long coats, like tailed coats. So, have you ever seen like a historical like tail coat? They have all the fucking buttons. It's a lot of shit to do. But anyway, we're going to have him. And then Terry Bogard for cosplay chess. Probably would have pulled out a cosplay done before for Sunday, but I want to do Terry Bogard for cosplay chess. I still need to finish hemming. Like, I have everything ready for that. I just reordered another hat because at first I had a regular red hat that was going to have to cut out a white piece to put over there and then paint over it, Fail Fury. Then I just finally found a hat that's just red and white in front like his. And I'm going to paint Fail Fury on it because I have red fabric paint, but it's like, I could just leave it like this if I want to, because the fucking official artwork has, some of the official artwork has him with the white cap, white and red, like, trucker cap, but not the Fury on it. But I just need to cut the sleeves off the red jacket I'm using for him, and cut the sleeves off the white, the white beard, and honestly, I'm done. I mean, his hair, his wig was honestly styled too, but I took it apart because I decided to use it for Andy Bogard for for MadFest, but now I need to put it back together for CastCon. Otherwise, the costume's basically done. I even bought, like, red, like, knockoff Converses. Red Converses. I bought blue jeans that match the color of his more. I mean, I'm really done. I literally just need to cut the sleeves off his things. It's just with the jacket, I also wanted to hem it, and then you just want to cut it. So, it's taking longer than what it has to. I might scrape, just cut it, and then leave enough on it, and just use fabric glue just to glue him to the sides for the hemming it, because it's just getting to the point, like, I really don't feel like fucking dealing with this right now. That's that. Also, cosplay chess. So the CastCon did. CastCon was the first convention I've ever gone to doing cosplay chess with. It's really fun. If you're interested in that and you want to read the rules for that, it's on the CastCon website. The deadline for applications is Thursday this week, February. And basically, when you submit the application, you also have to submit a picture of the cosplay. You have to actually have the costume done. They need to see it. It can't be a situation of, like, I would like to do this, but I did not finish the costume. You're like, yeah. It's like, nope, they need to see it. Also, this convention is going to be the first convention I've ever been on staff with. I'm in the panels department, of course. I mean, honestly, at this point, I want to do the full fucking deal with conventions. Now I'm like I've been out of college for 2 years, but definitely now I'm out of college, I was like, when it comes to conventions, I want to participate more, not just be a congoer, because it's like, I can't see spending all this money and I'm just a fucking congoer. So that's where panels came from, other part of staff. But the other thing I want to do too is Artist Alley. It's just the fact that whenever I get into Artist Alley, I want to get more items made so I have more stuff to sell for my table. And the other thing would be, like, I would pick a convention where all I do is Artist Alley, because when you're in Artist Alley, you're just doing that the whole fucking time. But yeah, panels-wise, what I have right now is Defaming the Sacred, Critical Looks at Popular and Classic Anime. And basically what it's going to be doing is basically going, you know that really popular anime, like Sword Art Online? It's not that hype. It's not really that hype. And here's why it's not that hype. It's going to be doing shit like that. It's an hour and a half long. It's all my panels right now are in Live 5. This one's from noon to 1:30. And in the same exact room, the very next panel after that is Figures to the Max. It's another hour and a half panel. And Figures to the Max is basically going to be, I'm going over figure collecting, all the ins and outs. It's more noob oriented, but like, like all my panels, it's going to be info vomit-ish. So like, even if you were an experienced veteran figure collecting, you could probably pick up something for this panel. I'm also going to be doing a figure giveaway. I'm going to be giving away a Banpresto Gilgamesh. I have the contest details on the Cats Account forums, but otherwise I'm doing this. Oh my god. So basically, two panels back to back. It's gonna be 3 hours total. I mean, I had more at Anime USA, where Anime USA 2013 had 9 panels, and one day I had like 3 back-to-back-to-back, and the next day I had 2 days in a row I had 3 back-to-back-to-back. But Saturday was funny because I had 2 3-hour back-to-back and then an hour and a half. Like, why the fuck would you do this to me, Alsa? I better be a fucking feature panelist next for Anime USA 20 or for this year. Like, you took 20 hours of programming for me. You can't list me as a feature panelist? Come on. But yeah, I'm hype about Figures to the Max, but I need to do a lot of stuff for that. But that's going to be easier to plan out than Defaming the Sacred. Arguably. The other one I have is Bar versus Yaoi. Look into the XYXY love categories. 18 plus, of course. I did this panel at Anime USA 2013. This was an hour since the last time I did it. Like, I had like an hour and a half for that. And I finished in 30 minutes because I was just so tired and just kind of rushed through it. So I was like, okay, hours should be more than enough. And this is from 12:15 to 1:15, so I'm happy about doing that. But I need to add more stuff to it. I really need to make that more robust because it was really like a dime in the fucking rough when I presented at Anime USA. Like, it looked nice, but Jesus. I'm also pushing for 2 more panels. More notes. Yeah, if you hear me typing, that's what I do. I'm pushing for 2 more panels to someone on panel staff, and I'm in a process of a TT with them. See if I can get 2 more panels approved. I mean, I'm fine with what I have. It's just there's these other 2 I really want to do. One was Yaoi Bower Tropes and Trends, 18 plus. I did Yaoi Tropes and Trends last year, and it did really well. It was really popular. Put it this way, a lot of people attended, and I had a big audience throughout the entire panel, and I had a good response to it. So I'm assuming it did well. So, you know, I would like to do this again. I really have fun with this panel. And it's been, CastleCon was the last time I did this panel. It kind of pissed me off, because this was one of my favorite ones to present, because I was just a fun time with the audience. The other panel I'm pushing for is Tales of Panels, Panelist Stories, where it's going to be me, some people from Manly Battleships, and Eric S., I forgot how to... what his last name is exactly, and he's a type that does con stories type panels. It was going to be a panel between all of us giving just general panel advice and going recounting our panel experiences, and hopefully I can push for getting these 2 approved. I mean, mainly Tales of Panels. I can deal with Yaoi and Bar not being approved, but mainly getting my Tales of Panels approved, since I have other people working with me on that. And I emailed them earlier or before doing this podcast, so hopefully I hear back from them soon, because hopefully they can at least get that one approved, because, I mean, I need to start preparing, I need to let people know. And the other question I have is when the hell the meeting is supposed to be for staff, because now I have to worry about getting time off work. I'm about to try some crazy shit where it's like, for the next week, this week and up until Wednesday, work an extra 2 hours so I can get Thursday and Friday off, because I don't really have any leave saved up. You just use leave to take days off, and hopefully my supervisor lets me do that. I need the money. So anyway, other stuff I'm doing, like other stuff relating with this con, like I haven't had much time for anything else but the CastleCon preparation and then doing a podcast here and there, because I mean, it's like MathFest, and right after MathFest it's like get ready for CastleCon, and after that Zenkai Con, but at least it's in April and gives me more time to prepare, because cosplay wise what I'm doing for that is, it's good. It's been Gakupo and technically Purple Theme for this. For Zenkai Con it's gonna be Kaito and technically Blue Theme for that, and they're both Vocaloid characters. And Kaito is doing his cute song version, which I already have done. It's like almost like a mirror cosplay progress wise for Zenkai Con to CastleCon. And then his, for the Saturday cosplay, or the headline cosplay, I'm doing Kaito Duke Vendamania version, so 2 Duke Vendamania themed cosplays. And his is a the dude has a dress, because he cross-dresses, and if you saw the video, you understand. But yeah, I had to make a dress on that. That's going to be way easier than me fucking doing this goddamn tailco. And for Sunday, I have no idea. I wanted to either do a casual outfit for Lancer or Rider from the Fate Stay Night universe, namely Fate, Hollow Araxia, or I don't know. I'm on the fence. I might do Santa from 999. I don't know. Maybe let's think I can. So yeah, I've been preparing a lot for this con, when not MacFest. And technically speaking, I was preparing for both at the same time. Never, not to mention work is killing. Work really is what takes up all my time. I mean, quite frankly, it's like, if you ever wonder why people who do podcasting and YouTubing don't really do anything else but that, like that's their job. Like, it's pretty fucking hard to have a job and then do YouTube videos and podcasting regularly. It's pretty fucking hard. Like, I have a relatively demanding job. Like, yeah, I don't really have that kind of time. Anyway, the next con... I completely fucked up that information. That's not true. That's hilarious. I have Anime Mid-Atlantic. That's in June. So, after this, like I mentioned, next con will be Zenkai Con, which is in Lancaster. Yeah, you can hear me. Which is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the end of April. I should be going to that, assuming nothing else comes up. And that convention, because the hotel rooms filled up way faster than last year. Like, last year, it was in March. And I literally waited till, like, January or February to book the hotel. I was able to get a room, no problem. This year, like, in December, they ran out of space. Like, god damn it. So what I was able to do, because I need the Thursday room, and then I need a room from, like, Thursday to Sunday. So what I did was, Thursday, I'm in one hotel. That's like 10 minutes away from the convention center. And then for the convention time, I'm at the convention hotel, which is a Marriott. So that's a pain in the butt. But like, I did what I had to do, because I was like, fuck it. I have the money. It's not that expensive. I'll just stay at this hotel. If I get one other person to stay in the room with me, that already brings it down to like under $80. I don't care. Whatever. Still pretty cheap. I think right now I have it at the point where it's like for four people in the room, it's like $65 each. I think off the top of my head, I think I got that information right. But yeah, it's really cheap compared to something like CastleCon or CastleCon MagFest or Otakon. Jesus. But yeah, so that's CastleCon prep. So a lot to do with cosplays, panels, and then getting prepared for being on staff for the first time. Closest since I'm done with this. But yeah, so that's it. No, yeah, save the damn thing. You can't see it, but words showing me. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. After this, I'm going to do a review for Sengoku Basara 3. I know I'm trying to do mostly JRPGs, or at least at this point, my focus is JRPGs because of MagFest experiences. I'm focusing mainly on those, but I'm going to just throw in Sengoku Basara because I really want to get a review out. But I was like, what's a game I could go through quickly? I mean, it was supposed to be Tales of Graces F next, and because I had that list of topics on the site for the longest time. It was supposed to be Tales of Graces F, but that's going to take me like 45 minutes of fangirling. So, because that game's great. Now I have Zillia to play. But yeah, I'm just going to be doing Sengoku Basara 3 because it's more straightforward. I'm going to be using the soundtrack from the anime, though, since I cannot find my copy of the soundtrack. The third game, I don't know what the fuck folder is in, but apparently it's on my computer anywhere. Apparently, it probably is, but I haven't found the right folder. But anyway, you know, don't forget. First off, my persona is DJ Date Masamune. My dumbass forgot to mention that. Second off, don't forget to go to my blog, the number 2, minitp.wordpress.com. I will post links to the PodMag things. Subscribe to me on iTunes. Subscribe to me on PodMag if you're using that. You know, subscribe to my blog too, because I'll try to do with that what I did with my other YouTube channel, which is more of an 18 plus nature. And post videos every once in a while with video game information, like little tidbits here and there, more things that I'm interested in. Since, like, I mean, personally, I get my video game information a lot nowadays from Two Best Friends Play, but I'm like their podcast, but I'm super behind on their fucking podcast. I need to catch up. I think I'm like, because all the podcasts are like 2 hours long, so it's like, I can deal with a lot of podcasts. It's just the fact that it's like I need to have enough time for that, or else I just one day what I did. I think I literally spent 6 hours in a row just fucking listening to their podcast. Like, oh, I guess my day. Shit. But anyway, yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for like waiting for me, because I looked at the quote unquote popularity on iTunes for like the two vids that I had, and I understand how that popularity works out. And it's like fuck like 10 out of 10 or some bullshit like that. I'm like, how the hell does that work? When I only have 3, whatever. So yeah, I'm going to try to get back to doing this regularly. I'm going to be doing this simultaneously with my 18 plus blog, which if you were wondering, is a podcast about yaoi and bar manga reviews. And now I'm down to just doing samplers and doujin. Honestly, if you search on iTunes, DJ Datsu Masamune, you'll see 2 channels pop up. Like, yeah, one's 18 plus and will blind the shit out of you. I'll mention it multiple times in the description and the video and everywhere. And another one's game reviews. I mean, it's hard to fucking mess up. So if you also like yaoi and baros, you can subscribe to that channel as well. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with me, DJ Datsu Masamune. I will see you next vid. Bye, bitches.